Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When you speak of Aquarius moon sign compatibility, you have got to understand it's very abstract. It's very air sign, fixed sign, and it thinks of intimacy in terms of mental abstraction, not so much about emotion itself. So it's a little difficult to understand, like you saw even in Shatvisha Nakshatra. Now, Purva Bhadrapada also falls within Aquarius. The second half of Aquarius going into Pisces, the 11th sign. So let's get started. Let's see what Purva Bhadrapada moon means in terms of intimacy and compatibility, because it falls most of it in Aquarius and the last pada in Pisces. Okay, let's roll the intro. So the first of the Purva Bhadrapada moon sign compatibility, and we are taking now in Aquarius, right? Last pada we'll see next slide. Purva Bhadrapada moon, man or a woman, the first level of compatibility will be with the third sign from Aquarius, which now happens to be Aries, and in the sign of Ashwini Nakshatra. Now I have highlighted there Ashwini simply because Ashwini is the Devgana, always match Manushya Ganas with Devganas and Rakshasa Ganas with Rakshasa Ganas. Okay. To recap, that's the first level of compatibility. It'll also be compatible with Bharani because it's a Manushya Gana. Next level of compatibility for Purva Bhadrapada moon would be in the fourth sign from Aquarius, which falls in the sign of Taurus. And now the moon should be over Mrigshisha Nakshatra because it's a Devana, good compatibility. Or Rohini Nakshatra, also moderate compatibility. The third compatibility for Purva Bhadrapada moon would be in the seventh sign, opposite to Aquarius, which is Leo, and in the sign of Purva Falguni or Uttara Falguni, because both are Manushya Ganas. Okay, the fourth level of compatibility for a Purva Bhadrapada moon would be the 10th sign from Aquarius, which now happens to be Scorpio, and in the sign of Anuradha Nakshatra. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra and Anuradha Nakshatra would be good compatibility because Anuradha has got the deep devotion aspect to it. That kind of devotion is needed for understanding someone like Purva Bhadrapada seriously. And the last level of compatibility would be the 11th sign from Aquarius, and now the moon should be over Purva Ashada or Uttara Ashada even. Okay, that's in the first three padas of Purvabhadra Pada. Let's see the Pisces one. The Pisces, the last pada of Purvabhadra Pada, the exalted form of Purvabhadra Pada. Now the Pisces would be first level of compatibility with the third sign from Pisces, which now happens to be Taurus. In Rohini Arulakshesha, the fourth sign from Pisces, now being Gemini, and so the moon can be in any one of those there, Mrikshesha, Artra or Punarvasu. The third level of compatibility would be in the third sign, in the seventh sign from Pisces, which now happens to be Virgo, in the nakshatra of Hasta. Hasta would also be good for the Purvabhadra Pada. They can understand them better. Understanding in where I come from is the key to intimacy, really. If you don't understand all of this stuff, you're just shooting in the dark. So the 10th sign from Pisces, which now happens to be Sagittarius, that's the next level of compatibility, and in Uttarashada or Purvashada. Because we are talking about Manushya Ganas, right? So you got to match Manushya or to Dev. The last level of Moon sign compatibility will be between the 11th sign from Pisces, which now happens to be Capricorn, in the sign of Shravana Nakshatra, because it's a Devgara or even Uttarashada. But now we have to examine the intimacy aspect. How does Purvabhadra Pada see intimacy in the first place? That's the question we are asking ourselves. It is important, vital, in fact, I would say, to understand what the nakshatra perceives. That's what the individual perceives as intimacy. So let us see Purvabhadra Pada nakshatra intimacy characteristics. So there you have it, Purvabhadra Pada intimacy characteristics. This is how they perceive intimacy. Intimacy is the perception of the thought process mainly, because all emotions are driven by thought process. If you don't have thoughts, where will you get the emotion from? You think about something and then you feel attracted to or repulsed from. This is the key to understanding the nakshatra intimacy, folks. So intuitive and spiritual, right off the bat, there is very abstract, okay? They are very abstract people. Think Aquarius. They may have a deep connection with unseen realms and may seek partners who share similar spiritual interests. They enjoy contemplating deep questions about life and seek partners who can engage in meaningful conversations. As Aquarius as it can get, but a Purvabhadra Pada is highly intuitive. Beyond a certain level, okay, because its tattva is ether. Compassionate and empathic, they genuinely care about the well-being of their partners and are supportive during difficult times. Hey, who doesn't want that? They invest themselves wholeheartedly and are not afraid to express themselves. Creative and imaginative being the third one. They may have artistic talents and enjoy exploring creative pursuits with their partners. They value commitment and prioritize the well-being of their loved ones. How beautiful. Remaining steadfast through the ups and downs of a relationship. Every relationship has ups and downs because simply we go through those phases of life. We go through those phases of nakshatras, right? Mysterious and enigmatic, they may hold a certain allure that draws one towards them. They may seek partners who support their growth and evolution on both spiritual and emotional level. Idealistic and altruistic, they may be driven by a desire to make the world a better place. Idealistic. And seek partners who share their philanthropic values. They may need space and autonomy, Aquarius, to pursue their individual interests and personal growth, right? So now we understand the characteristics of how Purvabhadra Pada perceives intimacy. And as you can see in all the points listed, it's very abstract. It's as Aquarius as it can get, as sensitive as it can get. Purvabhadra Pada is very soft and sensitive. Although they may appear very fiery in nature, but deep down they have a extremely tender core. Monin Purva Bhadrapada. They may seem a little extremistic kind of in nature, but actually they are very, very sensitive people. They need a little more patience in understanding, and then they do well if you have a man or a moon in Purva Bhadrapada. And next one, which we shall see, is Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, which is similar as Purva Bhadrapada in Pisces, going into Pisces. So let us examine that. Meanwhile, take care, be safe. Try to watch all the videos fully. Okay. Take care.